Doctor loses license after prescribing transgender 9-year-old puberty blockers during 10-minute Skype call. By Peter Cattell on May 27, 2022. A doctor has been struck off the medical register after it was found that he had prescribed puberty blockers to a 9-year-old after a 10-minute Skype session. Dr. Michael Weberly has had his name scrubbed from the medical register after it was found that his treatment of 24 patients constituted a catalog of failings. One of these patients was a 9-year-old who supposedly wanted to be a boy. With Weberly prescribing the child puberty blockers after a Skype consultation that lasted only 10 minutes. According to a report by The Telegraph, Weberly ran the extremely controversial Gender GP online clinic, which used legal loopholes to get EU doctors to prescribe British children with sex change drugs, with 7 of the 24 patients reviewed by a tribunal being related to the service. A consultant gastroenterologist, the tribunal found that Weberly has acted outside the limits of his expertise in his actions, lacking the necessary qualifications in general practice, transgender medicine or pediatrics. The decision to strike Weberly off the register came in the light of the absence of any expression of regret and or remorse, insight and or remediation from the man, with the tribunal ruling him liable in the future to put patients at risk, bring the medical profession into disrepute, breach fundamental tenets of the profession and act dishonestly. Meanwhile, Weberly's wife, who ran the clinic alongside him, Dr. Helen Weberly, has meanwhile received an interim suspension amid another ongoing tribunal, having been previously fined for running an unlicensed transgender clinic from her home. Through the abuse of legal loopholes, the Gender GP service was able to prescribe puberty blockers to children in post-Brexit Britain by using doctors working from within the EU, despite a ban being in place at the time preventing local doctors from prescribing under 16 such a drug. What's more, in an investigation into the service conducted by The Telegraph, it was found that children could be able to obtain such prescriptions after just 2 Skype sessions, and with no parental consent. After the publication confronted the service about its practices, Gender GP reportedly defended its actions while also confirming that it had prescribed sex change hormones to children as young as 12, and puberty blockers to children as young as 10. Gender GP operates according to a gender-affirming model of care, The Telegraph was reportedly told. Transgender patients of all ages who come to our service can be assured of receiving belief, support and compassionate access to medical care. The service proceeded to denounce the British publication's investigation from its website, saying that the organization would continue to do everything that we can to ensure that those people who need care have access to it. Gender GP is an international organization which operates 100% legally, and we are committed to improving trans healthcare at a fundamental level throughout the world, it claimed back in 2021, before Michael Weberly had his license to practice revoked. The scandal is not that Gender GP is providing care but that national healthcare providers are withholding care, the org also claimed. We will never give up. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.